You know, it's interesting when you look at this, you know, starting in the 30s, the 40s, there was a renaissance of music. In the 50s, there was rock and roll. In the 60s, a different kind of rock. 70s brought disco. It changes all the time. What do you see when you look at all this stuff and the change in music from when you started?
Oh, you know, that you're right. It's been tremendous changes. But, you know, when you've been around as long as I have, it's amazing. You see things that are new. But actually, they're just kind of a little different twist on something that happened many years ago. And, you know, like, for instance, when the Beatle era, when that came out, that was really based on a mate to the bar type of rhythm. And what that is, in the days when I come up in a big band, there was a band, Will Bradley and Ray McKinley, and they came out with a record called Beat Me Daddy, 8 to the Bar. And it became a big hit, and there was a lot of 8 to the Bar stuff at that time. And then the younger generation, when they heard the Beatles with the 8 to the Bar type music, they thought they had something brand new, but it was just a great new group with kind of a new twist on an old sound. So that happens quite a bit in the recording business.